the storyline of the Bible, read by Kathy Bird.
The Transfiguration. Because of all that Jesus does, the people are moved to try and make him their king and rid themselves of the tyranny of the Roman Empire. Jesus frustrates those who would make him king by telling them he is not the political redeemer they are looking for, but the bread of life sent by the Father. John states in chapter 6, verse 60, that after hearing Jesus' words, many disciples remarked, "This sort of talk is hard to endure. How can anyone take it seriously?" Many of Jesus' followers turned back and would not go with him anymore. So Jesus asked the 12 that he chose if they would leave him too. And Peter reaffirms their commitment, saying, "We believe and know that you are the Holy One who has come from God." Jesus tells them that even though he chose the 12 of them, he knew that one of them was a devil who would betray him. He was speaking of Judas Iscariot. Jesus devotes the rest of his ministry teaching the 12 disciples he chose. Author's note: while Jesus was with them, the gospel calls them disciples because they are still learning from him. After Jesus' resurrection, the gospels and scripture calls them apostles. Jesus takes 3 disciples, Peter, John, and James, up to a mountain to pray. While they are there, the appearance of the face of Jesus changes and his clothes become dazzling white. There appears with him Moses and Elijah, talking about the events that are about to take place in Jerusalem concerning Jesus' death. The disciples are amazed, and as they are discussing what they see, a cloud appears and they are afraid as it comes over them. A voice from the cloud says, "This is my Son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." The disciples are so terrified when they hear the voice, they throw themselves face down on the ground. Jesus comes up to them and touches them, saying, "Don't be afraid." So they look up and see no one there but Jesus. Jesus tells the disciples not to say anything to anyone about this until the Son of Man has risen from death. The disciples obey Jesus' order, and they ask why the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first before the Messiah. Jesus answered, "Elijah has already come, and people did not recognize him, but they put him to death. In the same way, they will also mistreat the Son of Man." Then the disciples understood that he was talking to them about John the Baptist. Mark tells how Herod beheaded John the Baptist in chapter 6, verse 14. Can be found in the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1 through 13. Also in Mark 9:2 and Luke 9:28. Jesus comes to Jerusalem. The entry into Jerusalem by Jesus is recorded in all 4 Gospels and has been foretold by Isaiah and Zechariah. Throughout his ministry, Jesus finds rising opposition from the scribes and Pharisees, who resent his rejection of the traditions they keep so carefully. They are shocked when he claims to be the Son of God and declare men's sins forgiven. 6 days before the Passover feast, Jesus returns to Bethany to bring Lazarus back to life. He had been dead and in the tomb for 3 days, and a crowd was there and saw Lazarus come out of the tomb. Because of this, many Jews put their faith in Jesus, but this makes the chief priests angry, and they plot together to kill both Jesus and Lazarus. Many people gather in Jerusalem for the Passover feast, and the story of Jesus raising Lazarus to life is circulating through the crowd. Jesus approaches Jerusalem, and they come to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives. Jesus sends 2 disciples ahead, saying, "Go to the village there ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied up with her colt beside her. Untie them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything, tell him, 'The master needs them,' and then he will let them go at once." It happens as Jesus said and fulfills what was written by the prophet Zechariah. "Tell the city of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you. He is humble, and he rides on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples return with the donkey and her colt. They threw their cloaks over the colt, and Jesus got on. A large crowd of people spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The groups of people preceding and those following Jesus began to thank and praise God, saying, "Glory to the Son of David. God bless the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory to God." Can be found in Psalms 118, verse 26. Then some of the Pharisees in the crowd speak to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, tell your disciples to be quiet." Jesus said, "If they were to keep silent, the stones themselves would cry out." Can be found in the book of Matthew, chapter 21, also in Mark 11, Luke 19, 28, and John 12, 12. Jesus in the temple. At the temple where Jesus is going, there are men selling doves and other animals for sacrifices. Money changers sit at their tables, charging fees for exchanging foreign currency. Jesus sees all of this and is angered. He drives out the buyers and sellers and overturns the money changers' tables, saying, "Scripture has it, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you are turning it into a den of thieves." When the chief priests and scribes hear of this, they begin to look for a way to destroy him, but they were afraid because the people are under the spell of his teaching. Jesus teaches every day in the temple area, and the blind and the lame come to be healed. The chief priests and scribes become displeased and insulted when they see the wonders he performs and hear the children shouting out in the temple area, "Praise to David's son." They come and ask Jesus, "Do you hear what the children are saying?" Jesus answers, "Of course I do. Haven't you ever read the scripture? You have trained children and babies to offer perfect praise." Then Jesus leaves them for the day. The next day, the priest and the elders try to trap him into saying something against the Roman government or making statements that are blasphemous so they can bring charges against him. But everything they try fails, and they're afraid of the multitude of people who are praising Jesus. It can be found in the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 12, also in Mark 11, 15, and Luke 19, 45. The Last Supper. Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 disciples and the betrayer of Jesus, seeks out the priests and offers to hand Jesus over to them. They are delighted and agreed to give him 30 pieces of silver in exchange. He accepts and waits for the right time to hand him over without the people knowing it. The day before the Passover festival, Jesus and the 12 disciples are at supper. Jesus breaks some bread, gives it to his disciples, and says, "This is my body which is given for you. Every time you eat bread, think of me." Jesus takes a cup of wine and gives it to the disciples and tells them to drink from the cup and says, "This wine is my blood that will be shed to remove the sins of all who come to believe in me, and it is the start of a new agreement between God and mankind." After supper, Jesus washes the feet of the disciples and tells them that one of them is about to betray him. Then he tells Judas to do quickly what he must do, and Judas leaves. The rest of the disciples think Judas, who holds the purse, was sent to buy something in preparation for the Passover festival and did not foresee that he was about to betray Jesus. After Judas leaves, Jesus gives the disciples a new commandment: "As I have loved you, so you must love one another." He tries to make them understand that he is going away to prepare a place for them in heaven, but they must stay and bear fruit for the kingdom of heaven. He puts this analogy before them: "I am the real vine, and my Father is the gardener. He breaks off every branch in me that does not bear fruit. A branch cannot bear fruit by itself. It can do so only if it remains in the vine. Whoever remains in me, and I in him, will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me." Jesus tells them when he goes to the Father, he will send the Holy Spirit, who will reveal the truth about God and himself. More information can be found in the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 17, also in Mark 14:10, Luke 22, and John 13.